This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great nation where in this holiday season, isn't it appropriate to relish some good news when it comes down the pike? Well, some very good news has come down regarding the status of COVID-19 and of the pandemic and of our public health, and good news also about the greatest achievement by far of the Trump administration. And I mean that, and it's one thing that people out there with a MAGA consciousness of any kind at all, people love President Trump and want to see him return to power, should definitely be celebrating the new information that has come down the pike from the Commonwealth Fund. They put together a massive study of public health and the impact of vaccines in the United States. And this has to do with the public health and epidemiology departments of University of Maryland, of Yale and Yale Medical School, and of York University in Britain. And it turns out that 79% of Americans have received vaccines in this country, which is at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccines. And that has prevented so far, amazingly, it has prevented 3.2 million deaths. That's 3,200,000 deaths. It has also prevented the vaccines 18.5 million hospitalizations. And that's because we've gotten 80% of the population with at least 80% of the population with at least one dose, and preventing 18.5 million hospitalizations and 3.2 million deaths. And what that means is saving the country much more than $1 trillion in additional medical costs. Since December 12, 2020, we've actually had 4.8 million hospitalizations for COVID. Some of that involving very painful, very damaging experiences for the patients, and actually 798,000 deaths officially. And this idea is not that suddenly you have a panacea, but the idea that you do what you can. And one of the things that it is impossible to deny has had a positive impact has been people receiving vaccines. Now, that doesn't mean that every state should have vaccine mandates. It doesn't mean even that the military should continue their vaccine mandate. They actually have changed that with the compromise that they reached on the military spending bill for $800 billion, which is very crucial to U.S. security. There's a piece in the New York Times where it says Americans received their first COVID-19 vaccine doses in December 2020. Which means we are now approaching the beginning of the third year of the pandemic's vaccine phase. And yet hundreds of Americans are still dying each day. Who are they? The data offers a straightforward answer. Since the vaccines began, almost all of the serious illnesses involved older adults. The earliest reports of COVID deaths from China sketched a pattern confirmed elsewhere in the world. In an immunologically naive population, the oldest were several thousand times more at risk of dying from infection than the youngest. And yet, for that death of the oldest people, the amount of saving of lives that we experienced really ought to be something to celebrate. And it always amazes me to see people who want to go back and fight over vaccines when, for most people, not everyone, but for most people, they have been a profound blessing and something to be thankful for in this holiday season. 1-800-955-1776. Something else to be thankful for a lot of people is that Kevin McCarthy is going to be the Speaker of the House, especially with President Trump, as we announced last hour. President Trump making phone calls in his behalf with some recalcitrant members of the Republican House caucus who don't want to vote for McCarthy. But speaking about government funding, which is extraordinarily important, and to just keep the government going without disruptions that could contribute to sending the United States down to a very painful recession. Here is prospective speaker Kevin McCarthy talking about government funding this morning. This is 13A.
A month ago, the American people voted for a new direction in Washington. It was their will that the current business-as-usual approach needs to stop. It's obvious why. You read the paper today, America set a new record last month. The largest deficit, $248 billion. We're 20 days before the new members are being sworn in. We've got two members leading appropriations in the Senate who will no longer be here or be able to be held accountable to the constituents. We've got an omni bill that takes 12 appropriation bills and puts them all together and adds the baseline somewhere about $100 billion. We're Christmas season. A talk of the majority right now who wants to put a small continuing resolution to bump all the members up 2 days before Christmas. To try to vote on a package they cannot read, written by two individuals who will not be here, on spending for the entire government.
And what should be done about it? A change in direction, says Kevin McCarthy. Listen.
The Democrats have been in power. They've had the House, the Senate, and the presidency. They did not do their work, but they should not jam us now. They should not jam the American public. We cannot afford it. We should not move a short-term CR. We should move one further into the new year. Allow the American people what they said a month ago to change Washington as we know it today. We can't afford to continue to spend the way the Democrats have. The future generation cannot afford it as well.
Okay, look, I believe that he's right about the getting spending under control. The one thing that is fascinating about Kevin McCarthy is trying to make the election into a mandate for dramatic change in Washington. This is the first election in over 100 years where in the U.S. Senate not a single incumbent lost. And in the House of Representatives, very few incumbents lost. The incumbents who did lose, many of them lost in primaries. In any event, the idea of getting spending under control, the reason that I think it's important and worthwhile that Kevin McCarthy is making a pitch on that is because this is one of those issues that does unite Republicans. And where most Americans, I don't think, want to see the government shut down or want to see a game of brinksmanship or confrontation, the notion of working on some of the wild spending, the out-of-control spending, and so much of that spending involved goodies, gifts to the American people to help us get through COVID. Right now, thanks to the vaccines, thanks to people's natural immunological powers and powers of recovery, we may be making some progress on the COVID, and we certainly don't need all of the out-of-control spending. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
And on the Michael Medved show, concerning the latest evidence regarding COVID deaths and vaccinations and more, I'm here in Hawaii for a day more and home, God willing, tomorrow night. And the one thing about Hawaii, and you hear about it, is it was particularly hit hard by the pandemic economically, because so much of the economy is dependent upon tourism, and they had very severe lockdown issues. If you wanted to visit Hawaii at the height of the pandemic, you actually had to stay isolated in a hotel room for a period of time until they made sure you didn't have COVID-19. The result of all of that has been that this had a relatively low rate of death and hospitalization. But there's a fascinating piece that was done at Yale, and it was two researchers who took a look at the distribution among Republicans and Democrats of COVID deaths. We mentioned this in passing before, but the Yale researchers, according to NBC, behind the new working paper, say vaccine hesitancy among Republicans may be the biggest culprit and the biggest reason that Republicans are much more likely to be seriously ill and to get sick through COVID-19. And they report in counties where a large share of the population is getting vaccinated, we see a much smaller gap between Republicans and Democrats, said Jacob Wallace, author of the study and an assistant professor of health policy at the Yale School of Public Health. Now, why, you might ask, if everybody's getting vaccinated, why would there be any gap at all between Republicans and Democrats? And there's one very simple answer, and I mentioned this to you before, which is there's a difference in age between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans are much more likely to be among the voters who are over 65, who are precisely the voters who are more vulnerable. The younger voters who are least vulnerable are people below the age of 30. In the last several elections, those people voted fairly overwhelmingly for Democrats. The paper found that the partisan gap in the deaths widened from April to December 2021 after all adults became eligible for COVID vaccines. Excess death rates in Florida and Ohio, which is what they looked at specifically, those two famously swing states, both of which look much more solidly Republican than they did a couple of years ago. But excess death rates, meaning higher death rates than you would expect normally for people in that age group, were 153% higher among Republicans than Democrats during that time period. That's from April to December of 2021. Let us hope that the death rates for everybody on a nonpartisan basis continue to decline. There is also this about one of the issues on which it seems to me the Democrats are just wildly out of touch with the American people. And I'm talking about the issue of so-called transgender rights and the need for special government protection, government programs, and government spending to provide what is called treatment of transgender. The value, the success rate, the greater happiness and health that you get when you are receiving, for instance, gender confirmation surgery, as it's called, which is very major surgery when they rearrange your plumbing. As people realize, particularly as they're getting older, your personal plumbing is not something that's easy to artificially reconstruct. And in Congress, they're holding hearings at the House of Representatives about the dangers and the rights and the problems of transgender people. And GOP Representative Nancy Mace, who I greatly admire, I think she's one of the most effective members of Congress. She is a congresswoman from Charleston, South Carolina. Nancy Mace confronted a trans activist giving testimony about her hypocrisy concerning violent rhetoric on this issue. Listen, this is Representative Mace. clip four.
Is rhetoric on social media a problem and a threat to our democracy, Mr. Ward?
Yes, absolutely.
Mr. Siegel?
Yes.
Ms. Caraballo?
Yes.
Ms. Nomani?
Yes.
Ms. Tyler?
Yes. Yes.
Another question I have. Do you believe that rhetoric targeting officials with violence for carrying out their constitutional duties is a threat to democracy, Mr. Ward? Mr. Siegel?
Yes.
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 All right. Thank you very much. Only a few weeks after the attempted attack on the Supreme Court justice on June 25th, one of the witnesses, Alejandra Caraballo, tweeted out the following in response to a decision on abortion overturning Roe v. Wade, and I'll quote directly from the tweet, "The six justices who overturned Roe should never know peace again. It is our civic duty to accost them every time they're in public. They are pariahs. Since women don't have their rights, these justices should never have a peaceful moment in public again." Ms. Caraballo, do you stand by these comments, this kind of rhetoric on social media? And do you believe it's a threat to democracy?
Thank you, Representative, for the opportunity to clarify and provide context to my tweets.
I have a question. Is it yes or no? Do you believe your rhetoric is a threat to democracy when you're calling to accost a branch of government, the Supreme Court?
I don't believe that's a correct characterization of my statements.
Did you not tweet that? But you thought that the Supreme Court justices should be accosted.
What I'm saying is that that is not an accurate characterization of my statements.
Okay, when she says they should never know a moment of peace, what exactly did she mean? And then, brilliantly, Representative Nancy Mace concludes with a personal story. Listen.
I know something about being accosted. The night of January 5th, I was physically accosted on the streets of D.C. in Navy Yard by a constituent of mine. I fervently blamed rhetoric on social media, rhetoric at public events, for being physically accosted. I carry a gun everywhere I go when I am in my district and I'm at home, because I know personally that rhetoric has consequences. I've had my car keyed. I've had my house spray painted. I had someone trespass in my house as recently as August. I've been doxxed on social media about where I live. And I've had to add to security everywhere I go, often because I can't afford it. I have to carry my own firearm wherever I go. And
By the way, she is a military officer. She was the first female graduate of the Citadel. Talking a little bit about how the idea of the Democrats are perpetually victims, they claim, about violent rhetoric, but won't own up to regret for their own violent rhetoric and some of its costs. We will be right back on the MedVed Show with the need to change the way we elect senators. That and more coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You
USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. We expected it, and Federal Reserve Chair Lawrence Powell did not surprise economists today when he announced that the Fed
decided to raise interest rates by 50 basis points today, a step down from the 75 basis point pace seen over the previous four meetings.
That's the smallest hike in 7 months. Police went door to door around New Iberia, Louisiana, looking for people hurt or trapped after a tornado ripped through the region. More storms with possible tornadoes continue to move east. It was not foul play that killed sports writer Grant Wall at the World Cup in Qatar. His wife, Dr. Celine Gounder, shared the cause of death today on CBS Mornings.
So he had an autopsy done here in New York by the New York City Medical Examiner's Office, and it showed that he had an aortic aneurysm.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says it's time for the Peach State to end runoff elections. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're sick. You need help.
Michael Medved.
Only a sick mind would do that.
Okay, work with my sick mind.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
You're out of your mind.
And one of the definitions of a sick mind is sometimes fixating on things that are impossible, that are not going to happen, that are not only an idea, but are inconceivable. And when you talk about amending the U.S. Constitution to return us to what may have been a mistake that the founders made at the Constitutional Convention in 1789 and to 1787, and to go back to 1787 when it comes to electing our senators, that's what's involved with this mania. And it appears to be a growing mania to try to repeal the 17th Amendment to the Constitution. What is the 17th Amendment to the Constitution? It's pretty straightforward. I mean, the part of that amendment that actually means anything to anybody says the Senate of the United States will be composed of two senators, check, from each state, check, elected by the people thereof for 6 years. And each senator of one vote. So what's the radical part of the 17th Amendment? It says the two senators shall be elected by the people thereof, not by the state legislatures. One of the points that they made in trying to work out the system of government, where you had a bicameral system of government, not bicarmel, as Corrine St. Pierre would prefer to express it, but a bicameral state federal legislature, is that, yes, the Senate terms are longer. They're 6 years and not 2 years. And originally, they elected senators through the state legislatures. That was changed in 1913 because there was apparent and very real corruption when state legislatures were able to choose a senator, and because there was a general feeling that as the House is directly elected by the people, so too the Senate should be. However, there is a very strong MAGA pastor who believes that President Trump was chosen by God to save this country, and he believes that one of the ways that Trump can change and save this country is repealing the 17th Amendment and going back to the legislature electing U.S. senators. This was a position that was taken disastrously by General Don Bolduc, who was the misbegotten Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in New Hampshire. He lost in a landslide when he won the nomination. But here is what Pastor Shane Vaughn has to say on this subject. Listen.
And what we must do is repeal 17. Otherwise, you're going to have a blue House and a blue Senate. And ladies and gentlemen, you cannot govern that way. I knew it. When I saw Herschel Walker lose that election, and I saw a massive turnout of red all over that state. As a matter of fact, it was more of a turnout than they were expecting. The state showed up to get a red representative, a senator. However, Atlanta said, no, not today. We're going to give you Warlock. It's not fair.
Okay. The problem is, in other words, he says it's not fair. Frankly, doing it any other way would be not fair. Should people's votes count for less because they live in Atlanta? If you have a lot more people living in Atlanta than the rest of the state combined, well, of course they're going to have a dominant influence. But if you don't have one person, one vote, what should you have? Here is the opinion of Pastor Vaughn. Listen.
And what is Georgia? From top to bottom, across the whole thing, what color is Georgia? Why? It's all red, is it not? The entire state is conservatives. All rushing to the polls. They came to the polls that day and blew the numbers out the water. And they were winning their state. They were turning their state in the right direction until they hit that blue area called Atlanta, Georgia. And now, good try, all you great citizens of Georgia. Thank you for coming to the polls, but you have a problem. Your voice doesn't matter because you don't have the majority of the population. So therefore, you really shouldn't have even shown up to vote, because we're going to stop you in the population centers. And I looked across that state and I said, you know what? Everyone in that state is a conservative, except for those two blue dots. And that's when it hit me like a stroke of genius. That's what the founding fathers feared for the nation. But what they feared for the nation is happening in the states. The
Hold on for a moment. What they feared for the nation was basically the setup of the electoral colleges. The electoral college was to maintain states' priorities. And in other words, so that you would have candidates who would be going to places without large population. And again, it is very problematic. I don't think it's a wonderful thing when people win the presidency without winning the popular vote. That's the way the Constitution works. But the way the Constitution works now is you are elected directly to the U.S. Senate by the voters in your state. Is he really suggesting that it makes sense that voters who are crowded into Atlanta should count less than voters who live in some rural county just because it occupies more inches on the map? He concluded this way. Listen.
The office of the president. It is a statewide campaign. It is statewide. Therefore, I am of the opinion that the only way to save the Senate in the United States of America is that the Senate election should also be done by the Electoral College of a state.
Yeah, but an Electoral College of the state would have its own separate election for that Senate campaign. In other words, the fact that you have elected a Democrat to be your state representative doesn't mean he would necessarily favor Herschel Walker. And the idea of removing right now the idea of direct election of the senators is one way to absolutely kill, to slaughter, to murder, to strangle in its cradle the very successful and noteworthy efforts by Republicans so far to win more minority voters and to make progress in the Latino community in particular, in the Black community, in the Asian community, where there was big progress in this last election for Republicans. One of those things that wasn't particularly noted. Look, this whole idea makes no sense. Because if all of a sudden Republicans are going to talk about Herschel Walker actually deserved to win because he won more of the lightly populated counties, why can't we as Republicans, as conservatives, focus on doing better in places like Atlanta? That ought to be possible. And again, it's one of those things that helped to show why Beto O'Rourke failed so badly in Texas, and why Nan Whaley failed so badly in Ohio. The idea that Republicans can't win population centers, so they have to give preference to rural voters, it's a toxic idea. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity. integrity and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned on purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, wishing everybody a very happy, joyous holiday season with all kinds of reasons for celebration. And yes, it's a troubled time for the United States. And part of the trouble in the United States is obviously the polarization that we have and the division ideologically and in terms of partisan divisions. There was a, over the weekend, there was a... important column that we never quite got to, but I think it's important to actually confront, which is a piece by Barton Swaim that appeared in the Wall Street Journal. And he writes that the most obvious change in American politics this century is the sorting of voters along educational lines. The Democrats are increasingly the party of educated urban elites. Anyone disagree with that? The GOP belongs to the white working class. The dispute is over suburban and minority voters. The latter still plump mostly for Democrats, meaning minority voters, although the party's social radicalism is pushing them toward the GOP voters Voters with impressive educational credentials tend to... and those without them lean strongly Republican. Why should this be? 1-800-955-1776, if you have any ideas. What he says, and I think it's very smart, is adherents of the so-called Smart People Party, that would be the Democrats, have lost the capacity for self-criticism. Which on its face makes sense. If your views are by definition intelligent, those of your critics must be dumb. Who needs self-reflection? In any case, he writes, the silo bubble metaphor doesn't describe American politics in the 2020s. for the simple reason that there is no silo or bubble. If there is, it's very large and almost exclusively populated by adherents of the Smart People Party. If you're on the right, he writes, you simply can't isolate yourself from the habits and attitudes of the liberal progressivism. They are everywhere. The most determined imbiber of right-wing opinion still watches television and movies and reads the mainstream press. The left liberal outlook is expressed everywhere in these media, and generally it isn't expressed as a viewpoint but as an established fact. And this is an important point that I made in my book Right Turns, about how I changed my personal orientation from being a teenage supporter who was particularly infatuated with the Kennedys and their wing of the Democratic Party to being a Reagan conservative. Is basically, I've never been exposed to conservatism. I mean, all you hear in general is a left-wing point of view. And Barton Swain writes that the conservative voter who follows nothing but right-wing accounts on social media still sees CNN as a captive audience at airports. He advises his college-aged children as they negotiate campus environments in which they're expected to state their pronouns and declare themselves allies of LGBTQ plus community. However scornful of left-wing opinion a conservative may be, his employer still subjects him to diversity training. He attends a concert by the local symphony orchestra and has to listen to a 4-minute lecture about systemic racism or climate change before the music starts. He can't watch a pro football game without enduring little pronouncements of wokeness. The right winger may get 100% of his news from Republican-leaning news, but he still has to be vigilant as his 5-year-old browses the children's section of the local public library. Now, all of this probably rings very true to you, as it did to me. And so what is he talking about here? He's talking about really a lesson for the so-called Smart Party. Is liberals get so conditioned to believe that they represent thinking people, educated people, people who are well-informed, people who actually care about the big issues facing us, that they won't even consider the other side. Take the issue of climate change. The idea that, yes, climate change is a problem, that's something Björn Lomborg, who's been a frequent guest on this show, talks about, and it's certainly something that I talk about. But the idea that it's not necessarily a desperate, dire crisis, the most serious security question we face in the United States, that idea is basically limited to conservatives. And the one point that he makes is that it is actually unhealthy for the country, let alone for the Democratic Party, to look down with scorn at people who disagree with you. Because sometimes it's not just a difference in education. It's a difference in life experience. It's a difference of core values. And years ago, there was a quote in the Washington Post they ended up having to apologize for, and they apologized again and again and again. They said that religious conservatives, that evangelical Christian conservatives, were, as a rule, poor, uneducated, and easily led. And first of all, anyone who's ever sat through a synagogue or a church board meeting, it's nothing about trying to lead religious people. It's their passions, and they are not easily led. But secondly, the idea that people who are religious and may have religious values and religious attitudes that believe there should be a distinction, not necessarily a legal distinction, but a distinction that you make in your own church or your own synagogue between same-sex marriage and traditional marriage, that is not an act of hatred. That is not an act of radicalism. In fact, there's a very fine editorial that also deserves attention that appeared in the Wall Street Journal in their religion section that they have every week. And it's by Archbishop Aquila and Samuel J. Aquila, who's the Archbishop of Denver. And he talks about how the Denver press reported that after they had that mass shooting of a nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, of Club Q, they ran a headline in the Denver Post that said anti-LGBTQ rhetoric leads to violence. And the Post reported that hateful rhetoric directed toward transgender people and the broader LGBTQ community has been aired from church pulpits to school boards and libraries. And again, this is wild and it's unfair, because when it turned out that they found out about the killer in that horrible episode, it was a killer who described himself as non-binary, but had no influence at all and no involvement at all in any church or any synagogue or any mosque for that matter. A reasonable approach to the tragedy at Club Q, writes Archbishop Aquila, would ask some essential questions, such as, is there evidence that Christian teaching influenced the gunman? Was he a believing or practicing Christian in any sense? If reports about the shooter's background are accurate, the answer to these questions appears to be a resounding no. The shooter obviously violated one of the Bible's clearest commandments, thou shalt not kill. A quick reading of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the official summary of its beliefs, also shows he didn't follow the teaching that gay people should not be unjustly discriminated against. See paragraph 2358 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. This kind of correction, which Archbishop Aquila did very well, is extremely important. He writes, labeling Catholic teaching at one's political enemies as a root cause of violence may itself inspire violence. The attacks on churches and pregnancy resource centers, including several in northern Colorado, in the wake of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, have made this clear. What then is the solution? It is to embrace pluralism that has served as a bedrock of our nation's founding for centuries. When we can openly discuss our beliefs without caricaturing each other and assuming evil intentions, we'll be making progress toward the common good. And making progress toward the common good is important. Also important, well, it's Oscar season, almost. They'll be coming out a couple of weeks from now, but they've already, the most significant movie awards, other than the Oscars, in my opinion, awards in which I'm a voter, have already announced their nominees. We'll get to that and more in this
great... Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.